More than 1,000 people have died from the Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo. That's according to Africa's top health body. It's a grim toll in what's already been declared the fastest Ebola outbreak in history. The latest update from Congo's Ministry of Health shows that over 2,400 cases have been recorded in the latest outbreak. Trish Newport is the emergency program manager for MSF.
There are places where you have one community death in a new area, and in a few days you have 17 new cases. It's such a great example of how infectious anyone is that stays in the community as soon as they have symptoms.
The outbreak declared on May 15th is unlike most previous Ebola outbreaks because the virus responsible for it has no approved vaccines or treatments.
But people arrive very, very late, either because it takes a long time for them to get to where we are, or because it took a long time for them to be diagnosed with actual illness. And so this is challenging for our teams because we know that we can have people arrive earlier.
I'm Haya Panjwani.